I'm joined this afternoon by Nadine Grabham, the Operations Director at the Door of Hope Children's Mission and co-founder of Baby Savers South Africa. And Nadine, thanks for being with me this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon. How are you?
I am most well. I'm just a bit perplexed because I've got to tell you this is a subject that I know very little about. So you're going to help me. You're going to help me through it today. Let's start at the very, very beginning. Talk to me about Baby Saver boxes and why do we need them? What are they?
Okay, so Baby Saver boxes are basically units that are either built into a boundary wall of a house, into a church wall, into a crisis pregnancy wall, or even into a mini shipping container or a Zozo hut. But basically it's a box. It's about the size of an oven, made out of very, very strong steel or metal. And it is built into the wall, and it's got a door on either side of the box. And the one door faces the road, the other door faces the inside of wherever it is built. It is laid out with a pressure plate and an automatic magnetic lock, and it also has a sensor in, and in some cases maybe a small camera. So what happens then if there is a parent, most of the times it's a mommy, that is unable to care for her baby? Instead of unsafely abandoning her baby where the baby could possibly die, we are offering this safe alternative where a mommy can place her baby in this Baby Saver box, close the door. It locks so that nobody else can come past, open it, and remove the baby. The whoever this saver then is located will have a response team where they are alerted either with an alarm siren inside the house, like at Door of Hope, or via a app on the phone. The responders will then come and then remove the baby from the baby saver box.
So you're basically saving an unwanted child. That's what these Baby Saver boxes are doing. Just help me understand the current legal the legal situation in South Africa now vis-a-vis abandoning babies. Is it a criminal offense to abandon a child?
Yeah, so to abandon a child is a criminal offense. But what we are, as Baby Saver South Africa, is saying is that what if a mom places her baby in safely in a Baby Saver box, we don't see it as abandonment. It is safe relinquishment, and therefore we are then wanting the Children's Act to state that safe relinquishment through a Baby Saver is a legal option.
So what is the debate at the moment? What are the proposed changes to the Children's Act that could make the use of baby boxes illegal and criminal?
So for those who don't know, the Children's Act is basically what governs the Department of Social Development on child care, child protection organizations, children's homes. That is basically your child law. So what the Department of Social Development has done is they have put forward a proposed amendment to Section 1A of the bill. So Section 1A of the bill is basically describing what abandonment means. And in there, they want to add that the use by a parent of safe relinquishment through a Baby Saver is abandonment and therefore a criminal offense.
What's driving that, Nadine? I'm trying to understand where you're coming from a philosophical point of view, that you would take that approach. Why? Who's doing that?
So this really originated from Department of Social Development Gauteng. In 2023, it was around October, they issued a statement to, or a letter to, all organizations in Gauteng that are either in child protection or have children's homes or are temporary safe care, claiming that all baby boxes are illegal and that they should be closed with immediate effect. Now, nowhere is it written anywhere that baby boxes are illegal. Then their reasoning then was that these baby saver boxes take away the right of a child to know its culture, its religion, its identity. They furthermore said that organizations like Door of Hope, who have a baby saver, they didn't mention specifically Door of Hope, but
okay.
I mean, it's so obvious, that these baby savers are used as a smoke screen for financial gain and child trafficking.
Oh my
so
goodness.
Those are serious, serious, serious allegations. And they are yet to prove any of that second reason that they've given. They also say that it makes it too easy for parents to relinquish their parental rights. So basic reasons, but they keep harping on the right to, and which is in South Africa. I mean, it's part of our constitution, is the right to a culture, a religion, and an identity. What we're saying is that none of these rights matter if you're dead.
What
they
a
fall away
complex
naturally.
Issue. This
yes.
is so difficult. Oh my goodness
me. So we're
me.
Saying the right to life comes first, and that is what these savers are. They are safe alternatives to unsafe baby abandonment.
I hear and I understand the issues. I'm perplexed. I don't know what to do with them. I'm going to ask you, what happens in overseas jurisdictions? Are there similar provisions? What's the story?
So interestingly enough, Door of Hope put up our baby saver in April 1999, Berea, for those who don't know, which is right next to Heilbrow. And we are accredited as the first organization in the whole world to install the modern day baby saver. And when I say modern day baby saver, there's been similar provisions over the years. The Catholic churches in the 14th and 15th centuries had foundling wheels, which was at the church where moms who couldn't look after their babies put, it's like a wooden rotating cylinder in the church wall. They would place their baby in the cylinder, and then the nuns would then care for the baby. India has had, you just put wicker baskets in front of their orphanages. So our modern day baby saver is with the pressure plate, the magnetic lock, the siren,
yes.
The whole new alarm system and apps on the phone. So we then had Associated Press that came to do a story on it. It reached the ears of Germany. Germany put up their baby saver, which they call the baby clapper, in April 2000. So from there, it sounds a bit weird.
Sounds very weird.
Like a dog.
Very German
the
baby clapper.
And from there, it actually went to, I was invited to speak in Japan at the very first Baby Box Symposium in 2018. And there were countries of like China, South Korea, India, Poland, Russia, Latvia, America. And these people use saver boxes as safe alternatives. And I thought, well, these are first world countries. Why do they need this? So obviously it's not used maybe as much as what they are in South Africa. When I did my presentation, they were absolutely shocked at the amount of babies that are unsafely abandoned in South Africa annually. Their figures don't even come close to ours, except for maybe India, which is also a third
What are
country.
Our figures, Nadine?
Well, there are unfortunately no formal statistics because there is no category in our government statistics or crime statistics for abandonment. So they basically go under concealment of birth or attempted murder. But private research has showed that it is around 3,500 babies that are abandoned every year, and for every baby found alive, two are found dead. I think those figures are far higher than that because I think a lot of babies are never found.
Nadine, so just bringing it back to South Africa and making it real, if a mother was in a desperate situation where she felt she had to make use of one of these boxes tomorrow, is that an illegal act as at now?
Well, because she's abandoning a child, it's an illegal act. But I do not know of any mother in the whole country that has used a baby saver and has come forward for reunification to be arrested. So we believe in family preservation. What we are saying is let's see if we can get somebody to help you, because not all mommies know that there are processes to follow if you want to give your baby for adoption, or there's crisis pregnancy help centers. But if all those options have failed and the person is in such a state of mind, postnatal depression, or she's been raped, she really doesn't want the baby. And if that person is considering leaving the baby in the bush, we think then rather put it in the baby saver. And then we will follow the normal statutory processes from there.
Boy, oh boy, I never expected it to be as complex and as difficult as this. You've certainly opened my eyes to so much today. Like everything, there is, it's open to abuse and not. If it works, as it's supposed to work, you're saving lives. If it's not, could end up in trouble. It's so much trust has to be built into the system, but it sounds to me as though you really have gone the extra mile already, in terms of the fact that you place the baby in the baby saver, the door then can't be opened. You really have thought of all sorts of aspects of this issue. If the public was wanting to support safe infant relinquishment initiatives, how would they go about doing it?
So we just recently, a private member's bill was gazetted, which is called the Safe Relinquishment Bill. And people can either contact us via Baby Savers SA for the email addresses that they can email their support of the implementation of this bill. So for now, that is the first step. We have got a court case going at the High Court. We have already sent many objections to the Social Development's proposed amendment. And it's actually now, on Friday, we had a little bit of a toy dance at the Parliament buildings, the Union buildings in Pretoria, where we actually handed our memorandum to the President's office for him to halt this proposed amendment that DSD wants to implement.
Again, my mind is just struggling as to why anybody would want to propose those amendments. I want to read you a note from somebody's just written in. She's anonymous. She says, I belong to a group of women that crochet for charity. We have given blankets to Door of Hope. We have gone there, and it is such a lovely place. Aww. The work they do is absolutely incredible. We were told part of the reason that the baby saving box was installed was a baby was found in the park nearby, unfortunately not alive. Those babies are taken such good care of. So you're getting a external third party endorsement that the work you are doing is pretty astounding. Nadine, I'm going to leave it there this afternoon. As I say, thank you for opening my mind to an issue I'd absolutely not thought of. On the proviso that this is done correctly, it sounds like it is very, very important work.
We are happy to have another conversation on the matter when you feel you have the time and want to explore it a bit more. I'll be happy to talk.
You better believe it.